Estevan. The local curling season began in style, as the men's and women's masters curling provincials were held at the Power Dodge Curling Center from Thursday to Sunday. 9 of the top over 60 men's teams and 6 elite over 60 women's teams in the province were in Estevan. In the women's division, the Bev Krasovsky Rink, competing out of Saskatoon's Natana Curling Club, defeated Moose Jaw's Lorraine Arguin 6-5 in the final. The Krasovsky entry scored once in the eighth end to win. Krasovsky and Arguin were tied for first in the round robin at 4-1, but Krasovsky was slotted in first place on the tiebreaker and advanced directly to the final. Arguin had to go through the semi-final round. Meanwhile, Gordon Bell won the men's event, defeating Bill Wepler 10-8 in the final in a battle of two teams from Rihaina's Highland Curling Club. Bell was down 8-4 with two ends to play, but scored two in the seventh and stole four in the eighth. It wasn't his first big rally of the weekend. In the semi-final, he defeated Eugene Horitsuk of the Natana Curling Club 7-6. Bell scored three in the eighth to tie, and stole one in the extra end. There were a couple of local teams entered. Estevan's Bill Kapachowski opened the tournament with two wins on Thursday and two more on Friday to sit atop the round robin at that point with a 4-0 mark. The wins were 8-5 over Rod Quintin, 7-2 over Mark Walter, 8-6 over Wepler and 8-7 over Francis Schmeichel. Then he lost 6-5 to Max Kirkpatrick and 5-1 to Horitsuk on Saturday, and 7-0 to Wepler in a semifinal on Sunday. We had a pretty good run of four games there on Thursday and Friday. Saturday wasn't quite as good. I thought we played well in the fifth game, but the sixth game against Horitsuk, we had some bad breaks and we just got behind and we couldn't get back, said Kapachowski. In the semifinal against Wepler, Kapachowski said they made a mistake in the second end that allowed Wepler to steal one and it snowballed from there. He noted the last time they competed in the event was in Whitewood in 2019 and they didn't win a game. To go 4-3 and finish second in the round robin standings, we're pretty satisfied. They were able to make some crucial shots in their four wins, Kapachowski said, which carried them to victory. But they weren't making those shots in the final games. There are no gimme games in this one, he said. They're all experienced curlers. I know there are some teams that went 1-4 or 2-3, but any one of them was capable of going all the way. You had to curl really well to stay in there and even have a chance. Other members were lead Lawrence Hansen, second Ron Riddler and third Gary Cheney. The Walter Rink, competing out of the Lampman Curling Club, finished with a 3-3 record, which put them in a tie for fourth with Bell and Kirkpatrick at the end of the round robin. Bell was awarded fourth on the tiebreaker. Walter opened with a 10-5 loss to Kirkpatrick and the defeat against Kapachowski, but recovered to win 7-0 over Bell and 7-5 over Brad Height. He picked up a 6-5 win over Schmeichel to move to 3-2, but then lost 7-4 to Quintin in his final game. Other members of the Walter Rink were lead Gerald Clark, second Jim Brown and third Dave Wetch. The Masters competition was supposed to be held in Estevan in March 2020, but it was called off late in the first day of play due to COVID-19 restrictions that were coming into place. Then it was to happen this past spring, but it was called off just days before it was to start.